So today, Divine Light Ignite Part 21, I'm going to introduce you to someone that, unless you've worked with me, you are almost certainly not even aware of their existence, and yet they probably are your best friend in the whole world. If you've engaged deeply with my material, you would have come across, perhaps, the concept of a body spirit. And perhaps you would have read something by my own body spirit being called Lualath. Well, today I want to introduce you to your body spirit. The concept is that in order for us to incarnate into these bodies, somebody needs to be taking care of the details that we can't. I mean, we need to be thinking of the stuff that we're thinking about, getting on with your life and deciding who you are and why you're here and all that stuff. Somebody needs to be taking care of your body. And so you are issued in your first incarnation with a purpose-built second density consciousness being, and this being takes care of your body. Now, as a second density being, they're not initially self-aware. They don't have a sense of a me at all. They are more like simple logic consciousness being, if this then that. So they take care of making sure that your body functions. But as you awaken, so they slowly begin to awaken too. As you become a higher frequency being, as you raise your consciousness to fourth, fifth, perhaps sixth density, so they follow on behind. You can profoundly accelerate your body spirit's awakening journey by becoming conscious of them and by engaging them as a someone, engaging them in conversation. And you will discover that you have a beautiful, wise, powerful ally that can help you with the stuff of your life, that can help you with the stuff of your body. Because your body spirit doesn't just have the purpose to make your body work. Your body spirit, in its design, is meant to be able to be a kind of a very specialized kind of a mirror for you, to show you the things that you can't see. And so your physical form will, for example, develop illnesses congruent with your own dysfunctional beliefs. If you cling to a belief that doesn't work for you, that's becoming a little bit toxic and you're not aware of it, because we often aren't even aware of our own beliefs. You're holding on to something, you're holding on to it as if it's true, and it's not really true, and it's not working for you. Your body will show you that as a physical manifestation. And then we try and heal the body, and that's wonderful, but actually we should be healing ourselves. So I find it really helpful, important, to get to know, to meet, to know, to love your body spirit, to engage your body spirit in relationship, to support your body spirit in its awakening journey, and let your body spirit support you in your physical journey. So today we are going to meet the body spirit. We're going to meet your body spirit in the garden of your heart. And you can decide how this is going to work best for you. On the face of it, my recommendation to you would be that you, in a moment when I say so, that you pause this video and you get yourself into your garden. You lead yourself, as I suggested to you yesterday. You do the breathing and the centering and you get into your body, and then you go into your heart chakra and you go into your garden, and you arrive in your garden. And when you are there, when you're in your garden, when you're comfortable and happy and all is perfect in your garden, you just open one eye and press play again, and then I will lead you on. And that might be perhaps the way that it works best for you for all of our garden work sessions. So if you want to do that, if that's what works for you, then you can press pause now. So I imagine you've just pressed play again and that you are in your garden. And that you are centered and grounded in your energy body here in the garden. We're going to do something interesting now. You're going to step out of your body so that you can come to be in front of your own body and turn around and look back at your body. Now, there are many different ways of doing this. You can just step out. Or you can open your heart chakra and become aware that you are a light inside this heart chakra. And that the light that is you moves out of the heart chakra and drifts to a point about a meter in front of your heart chakra and turns around. However this works for you, find yourself outside of your body looking at your body. For some of you, this will be very easy. For some, this will be quite confusing and difficult, depending on how identified you are with your body. But bear in mind that everything that you will ever point at and become aware of cannot be you. You are not your body. You're not your mind. You're not your emotions. You're not your thoughts. You're not your relationships. You're not your beliefs. These are all just things you have, things you're doing, things you're creating. So find yourself opposite your body, looking at your body. Being this agent of divine creative love. And here you are now, in your garden, looking at your body. Look with love, look with compassion, look with kindness, look with caring at your body. Notice that though you are not in your body, there is still an intelligence there. There is still a someone there. And look at that someone and invite that someone into conversation. They might be quite surprised that you are looking at them, but I think you'll find that surprise is also tinged with delight. That this is a moment they weren't quite expecting to have, and here it is. Now, your body spirit might engage with you in conversation that you might receive verbally, or images, or feelings, or knowings. It doesn't matter. Let the conversation be what the conversation is. I quite like to begin with a name. It's a good place to begin. Who are you? What would you like me to call you? Does your body spirit have a name that they want you to call them? It might not. My body spirit said to me, please come up with a name for me. And I did. If you can't find a name right now, it's okay. You can come back to it later. Ask your body spirit if there's anything in particular that they would like to tell you right now? Anything. Receive that. Ask your body spirit if there is any guidance that they would like to give you right now that might help you to improve your situation, your physical situation, your health, your well-being, the feeling of wellness between you and your body. If there is anything like that that they can share with you. Change in diet, change in activity. But you know, these parts, these conversational elements, are not actually what's really important right here. What's important right here is that you are now becoming conscious of this person, this being, that it's a someone, that this is your journey mate. I quite like the analogy that I'm the ship's captain and my body spirit is the chief of engineering, keeps the ship functioning, keeps everything working, while I'm making choices about where the ship will go. So be with your body spirit here in the garden and allow yourself and your body spirit to engage in a game, in a play, in a dance. Let it be what it is. And come back here often again. By now, if you've opened your eyes to have a look at the dogs, then that's perfectly okay. The dogs are playing a game, which is a favorite of theirs. I don't know what the rules are. But it's quite appropriate because this is what happens between you and your body when you and your body spirit, when the two of you are conscious of each other. Games arise. Playful, joyful interactions arise. It becomes joyful. And it's meant to be joyful, my friends. Your body is meant to be an instrument of joy. You're meant to be loving this experience. So work with your body to move yourself towards that place. Keep coming back to this place in the garden. Keep coming back to talk to your body spirit. Let your body spirit ask you questions. What's it like to be you? Because your body spirit is learning from you. You're an agent of free will. For you, free will is obvious. It's normal for you. Your body spirit is learning about free will or about higher lessons, depending on where your body spirit is on its journey. But it's learning from you and it's fascinated by you, and your body spirit adores you. Truly, deeply, profoundly adores you. You know, even if you are ill, even if you are right now busy dying of some terrible illness, your body spirit adores you. Your body spirit has surrendered to you, has said, choose, and I will do. I will cope. I will make a way. I'll figure it out. It's not to say that your body spirit can't get angry with you or can't get disappointed or can't get hurt. Of course, that's possible. But your body spirit adores you. So engage and find your way to figure out how it works for you. Like as you're going about life, you know, you wake up in the morning and it's time for breakfast. So what are we going to eat this morning? Notice, what are we going to eat this morning? One body, what are we going to eat? I ask my body spirit, what are you in the mood for? What's a good idea this morning? Arrive at a restaurant, what do we feel like? What's good? And I find my body spirit is not a killjoy. He, you know, every now and again he will say, oh, come on, it's time, let's go and have a pizza or whatever it is. So engage with your newfound friend. Play the games that your body spirit wants to play. Have the conversations that your body spirit wants to have. Be the friend that your body spirit needs in you. It will change your journey, and it will unblock a lot of stuff between self and body. It's a place of a lot of difficulty, a lot of blockage, a lot of difficulty. So go there and do the work. Heal your relationship with your body. Tomorrow, we'll come back to the garden. And tomorrow we'll be profoundly deepening our journey. So I'll do the same thing tomorrow. I'll give you some introductory stuff, and then let you go into the garden, and then we'll do some more work. That's tomorrow. See you tomorrow.